Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Voices of Hope Radio with Minister Kim and Lady Quarterback LaTanya, where your voice can be heard.
Good morning, family. I don't know about you, but I am feeling awesome, amazing, and blessed this morning. Nothing spectacular happened. I just got up and I came over to hang out with you. I love you and I appreciate you. I thank you for supporting. I thank you for growing the fan page on Facebook. You're doing such an awesome job by sharing our page and letting your family know that we are here to provide that voice that they needed to be heard. So we have some awesome, awesome things heading your way. It is April, and guess what? Spring is here. I'm excited. Amen. Take off the coat, take off the hats and gloves, and just do you. Today, guess what? Radio Angel is hanging out with us in the studio. That's exciting. Amen. She came with some music, some commercials, and guess what? I got her alkaline water. Yeah, she has to have an alkaline water. She don't like tap water like me. So, yeah. So, she definitely has a few bottles over here. It's a 90-minute show, but Radio Angel needs her water. So, let's do it, Radio Angel. Hit that button, and we'll be back right here on Voices of Hope Radio with your girl this morning, Minister Kim. We'll be back.
I love God. You love God? What's wrong with you? I love God. You love God? What's wrong with you? I don't think that I can live no other way. Truth be told, I'm living now on an A. Not to see them blessings in the modern day. The Lord I serve, He give them to me every day. I'm forgiven, I'm forgiven.
Come on, family. You know, I know you're ready now because Radio Angel hit that button and anything is liable to happen here today. So I'm just going to give you a disclaimer. You can praise God whenever you want because guess what? We do that live. We do it all the time here because you know when Radio Angel comes, she just shakes it. The atmosphere shifts when she shows up. So shout out to Radio Angel for being in the studio with me today. And shout out to my co-host, LaTanya, quarterback. She got something later on for you today. But we have an awesome guest. Today we have Nikki Blakely Simmons joining us by phone today. She is a homie from Atlanta, Georgia. Shout out, Atlanta, Georgia. Shout out to you. We love you. We thank you for sharing your girl, Nikki, with us today. She is an author, a speaker, a business strategist, and a coach. Nikki's passion is to help others mix up something great in their personal and professional lives to coach them in taking their goals and aspirations from a dream into a successful reality. I know you want that to happen because I definitely want your dreams to become a reality in 2017. And we be honest this morning. How many of us have dreams but never see the reality of them? I know I have. It seems that you have some books on the shelf. Amen. You have shared things with your friends, even with your family. I'm going to share something with Nikki later on when we get on the line. And guess what? We never see it come to fruition. We never see it come to pass because maybe someone spoke something in our lives, or maybe we just like fear, doubt, you know, anxiety, finances, situations to hinder us from pursuing our dreams. So on this morning, I'm encouraging you to grab that notebook and take some notes because we have an awesome woman of God that's going to truly help you get out of that funk that you might be in or give you the drive to take that book off the shelf, open it up, and start executing. So I'm calling all the dreamers out. Get that notebook and you're going to connect with a powerful woman when we come back. We're right here on Voices Hope Radio. We'll be back.
The Power of Christ Women's Conference 2017 is an affiliation with Thessalonia Worship Center. This is our sixth year of empowering women. The conference this year will take place on June 3rd, 2017 at Hostos Community College, located at 120 Walton Avenue, East 149th Street in the Bronx, New York. Registration and breakfast begin at 9 a.m. Tickets are now available. To purchase a ticket, please call 347-821-0668 or email hunby@aol.com. That's H-U-N-B-Y @aol.com. A year of new beginnings. A day of workshops, networking, and spiritual revival. A day of spiritual pampering. Plan to be a part of the day.
Welcome, Nikki, to the show. How are you today?
I am blessed and highly favored and thankful for having an opportunity to speak with you this evening. Thank you for having me.
You are truly welcome. It is amazing, amen, how God will hook you up with the right people. So I know it's bright and sunny where you are today, and I hope so, because guess what? You are truly a gem, and we appreciate your presence today. So, Nikki, we don't want to hold you up. We know it's Saturday. Amen. Saturday, there's a lot of chores and responsibilities that we have to do, but we are so grateful that you're here. So if you don't mind, we have a few things that we want to discuss. Amen. So we can help our dreamers that are on the line today. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Nikki, let us know how you came about helping others discover their purpose.
How did I come to helping others discover their purpose? Well, I believe it's a gift, a treasure from God that he blessed me with from birth, actually. We all know that God gives us talents, gifts, skills, and treasures that he expects for us to share with others to make a difference in this thing called life. I began to develop my skill, my treasure, my talent, and my skill, I would say probably about 10 years ago, maybe. I was just unhappy with where I was in life. I wasn't fulfilled, and I knew something was missing. And I knew early on that God had blessed me with a certain set of skills. And I just one day sat down and had a conversation with God and just asked for his guidance, asked for his vision, and asked for him to put me on the path that he would have me to journey on. And when I sat back and I allowed him to minister to my spirit, I allowed him to share his sweet, still, small voice with me, then he made the vision perfectly clear to me in the earth realm and what it was I was supposed to do. It was at that point that I decided to start my own coaching business, becoming a life and business coach and strategist, and just helping others to move out of that stagnant momentum, if you will, move from being stuck and unhappy, move from living a life of complacency and not living in your purpose. And that's basically what got me to that point. And when I started sharing that gift and that skill with others, I guess word of mouth just took over. And then I just had people coming to me for all sorts of things, you know, advice in their personal lives, advice in their professional lives. And that's where it all started.
Awesome. Thank you so much for sharing. Now, you are the founder of Mixologist Institute of Success, which has been established through your passion to assist others, right? Am I right about that? Because you know that mixologist. I was like, what? So God was all up in that one. I was like, okay, what? Oh, okay, now, all right, now, so that's the type of God we have. He does the unusual stuff to make you pop, right? like, dear people, like, what is that? Let me search. Let me find out what this young lady's talking about. Tell us about your company. Tell us about Mixologist Institute of Success. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so when people hear that word, the first thing they think is a mixologist is a bartender, someone who mixes libations. And that's not the true definition of a mixologist. A mixologist is a person who creates things, plain and simple, whatever that creation may be, a creator of art, a creator of wealth, a creator of success, or a creator of libations. And I'm a creator of success, a creator of wealth, and that's why I termed my my brand and my business as a success mixologist, because I've learned over my young life, I'm 43 years young, that we have the power in our own hands to mix up mm-hmm. some mess or to mix up mm-hmm. something great in our lives. Mm-hmm. A lot of us live in lack. We live within limited opportunities for ourselves. We shackle our own selves down. We yoke ourselves up with the wrong people. We create unhealthy relationships all at our own hands. And we're so quickly to want to put the blame elsewhere. Or we're so quick to say, oh, God, woe is me. Why is this happening to me? Well, 90% of the time it's happening to you because you created it. I tell people all the time that life is 90% of what we create, and the other 10% are things that we have no control over. And so I created the Mixologist Institute of Success, a coaching program that helps teach people how to, number one, discover what their strongholds are, what's holding you back, what's pushing you to create the mess that is manifesting in your life. And then once you're able to identify that and understand that, then you're able to move away from it. When you don't recognize it, when you don't know what it is, when you don't allow yourself to acknowledge and take responsibility for it, then you're not going to move past it. You're going to continue to live in that same rut. You're going to continue to have the same experiences. So my purpose in life is just to help people to identify, remove the strongholds, understand what those ingredients are that you once had in your life that created the mess, get rid of those unhealthy, unfruitful ingredients, and then move into a different path, a different journey with your brand new ingredients and life experiences, and take those things and mix up something great in your life.
I love it. Ooh, Jesus. You have the power to mix up mess or success. I had to put that mix up.
That's right. You sure do.
This is what I wrote. Let me tell you what I wrote. You have the power to mix up mess or success. What mixture are you? On that one. What mixture are you? Doing that. You know what, family? On this week, when you talk to your friends, you're like, what mixture are you? They're like, what you talking about? Because I need to know, are you a mixture of mess, confusion, and discord, negativity, or the reverse? Because if not, we don't need to be mixing together. So you got to be careful with that. That's another show. All right. So when you talk about your stronghold, and Radio Angel's looking at me because I'm getting ready to go in. Yeah, I'm very transparent. Now, when you talk about strongholds and digging up, right, what the root of what's causing you to procrastinate, the hindrance, do you find that this is the hardest, sometimes the stubbornness part of individuals? We don't want to go back. We don't want to deal with our childhood hurt. We don't want to deal with abandonment, sometimes physical, sexual abuse, maybe molestation. We don't want to deal with daddy walked out and mommy was on drugs and my sister got, first and I was the black sheep. We don't want to deal that I had a baby at 16 and dropped out of school. We don't want to deal with that, but that stuff was necessary and will be necessary to help you be who God wants, like you said, the mixture. Your success is all, my God. Come on now, Nikki. Because people don't. So my point is, you talking to somebody because you're the coach, you're the trainer, you're the pusher, and you tell somebody, you know, we got to look at some of your strongholds. First of all, they're going to be like, what's a stronghold? Because ain't nothing holding me back. You know, be the advocate. Ain't nothing holding me back. What you mean? Mm-hmm. I just came to you because I need you to help me with some stuff. Well, I am trying to help you, sir. Break down, because I think we really don't understand that. The stronghold, there's something obviously holding you back, keeping you from propelling to get to the next level in your life. You got all the material, right? You got the blueprints before you. Why is it still on the paper? Why I cannot see it? Why I cannot go and touch it? There's something that's in between, right? Mm-hmm. You might physically can't see it, but, you know, we deal with the spiritual realm, right? So there's something spiritually going on. There's a war that's between you getting over to the other side, and I need, as your coach, to help you recognize what it is.
That's it.
Does it take weeks, months, years? Like, because I want to help the dreamers out, you know, because often dreamers become very discouraged and they give up. And when you give up, there's a sense of vulnerability. Am I correct? Right? Vulnerability steps in. And when vulnerability steps in, the devil steps in with a lot of negativity thoughts. So I just want to kill the suicide spirit this morning. Amen? I want to kill that, because when you don't see yourself progressing up and everyone else is, then that will come into play, because you don't feel that you have purpose, that there's worth for your being, and the devil is a liar today. You definitely a liar, because if you hear, that means that God has purpose for you. And it's not up to you to decide when you check out. He is the creator of you. So knowing your strongholds, you're saying today, Nikki, that this is going to help you.
Yes, definitely you have to know them. If you don't know, then how can you work on something and pluck something up and remove it from your life when you don't even know what it is? Or maybe you do know what it is, but you don't want to acknowledge what it is. So definitely we have to walk in truth. We have to walk in our own transparency, and we have to be okay with our truth. Let me share with you that I have experienced many past hurts in my young life, and a lot of those hurts have damaged me as a woman, has caused me to live a lifestyle that I otherwise probably would not have, or experience certain things in my life that I otherwise would not have. And it took me actually breaking down one night in my bedroom alone, falling on my knees, crying out to God for hours at a time, tears rolling down my eyes, bloodshot red, and just saying, God, I'm tired. I'm tired of living this life. I'm tired of being stuck. I'm tired of being stagnant. I'm tired of being unhappy, not at peace. I'm tired of not living in my purpose. I'm tired. And in that moment when I gave it all over to him and God saw me truthfully and 100% surrendering to him is when the chains were broken in my life. And so that's what we as a people have to come to grips as. We just have to get butt naked, transparent, and surrender. And when we do that, then we're releasing the chains, we're releasing the grip that the enemy has on us. Because, see, the enemy wants to keep us blind. The enemy wants to keep us covered up. You know, and the perfect example is in the Garden of Eden. Hello, Adam and Eve.
All right, now you got to get a preach. All right.
Okay, God put them in the Garden of Eden naked because that's what he wanted to teach his sons and his daughters, the principle of being transparent. But then the enemy comes along and he makes us feel insecure about our nakedness, about our transparency. And then he makes us think that, okay, well, we need to cover up. We need to mask up. We need to become something other than what we are. So So when we release that stronghold, and strongholds can be different things for different people. Strongholds can be fear. Strongholds can be your fear of being the best person that you can be. A stronghold could be your insecurity. It could be an addiction to not just drugs or alcohol. It could be an addiction to people, to a person who has no business being a part of your life. So we all have different types of strongholds that hold us back. And those strongholds come from the enemy, and the enemy wants to keep us closed and layered up, distorting our vision so that we can't see the true purpose and journey for our lives. So me, as a success mixologist, a life and business coach, I try to help pull the veil off of people's eyes. I try to pull the layers off of them and teach them how to be 100% naked and transparent so that they can live the lives they were purposed to live.
Oh, that was well said. As Ready Angels, I drop the mic one more time. You got to get the layers off. You know, we're
right.
Weighed down, like you said.
We are.
We comfortable for Adam and Eve. He said, be naked. Just be chance. Be loose. Be free in me.
Mm-hmm.
Be free in me. You know what I'm saying? Trust me. And that's what we got to get to the point that we trust somebody to be naked.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times, that one of the strongholds is that we don't trust people. The enemy got us believing that we can't trust nobody. You can't tell nobody your business because everybody's going to spread your business. You ain't got no business because God knows it all any old way. You can Google people's business, you know. So your business will help you. I always tell people that's your testimony. You know, don't look at it as a negative, where you've been. You're here to tell your testimony. You survived the worst. You are here. I had a client once, Nikki, that I had to take a double look. She took out this article. And she was like, Miss Kim, this is why I deal with this. Like, you talk about the strongholds and dealing with the fear. She got naked in front of me. And me, as the counselor, certified in what I do, I had to take a double look. And the only thing, my response was God. Because she shared an abusive relationship. And what happened was he taught, like he said, a torch set the child on fire, the young lady on fire. Burned up her face.
Jesus.
And I'm looking at my client saying, I see no scars.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that's why she took out the article, because the look on my face, I was like, you ain't telling me. There are no scars on her face. That's only God.
That's only God. Amen.
But she shared that because she no longer wanted to be a prisoner.
Mm-hmm.
She no longer wanted to be in fear of going out and being a part of the world and engage and interact and even getting into another relationship. Because that's trauma.
Mm-hmm.
But I say that because if she had not shared that with me, I wouldn't understand why she is who she is. You know what I'm saying? Why the barriers were up. So you gotta open up so that we can understand you, so that we can help you get to that next level. So I admire your work. I thank God for what you do as we talk about walking in your truth and being transparent and getting to the core up, you know, uprooting and plowing and plucking what's really inside of you. So the first thing you need to do, my dreamers out there, and it's walking the truth, become transparent, and connect with Nikki. Yep, that's another
thing
you need to do that, okay? That's all in one, okay? That's one thing you need to do. Walking your truth, transparency, and hook up with Nikki. When we come back on Voices of Hope Radio, more with Nikki Simmons right here. Amen. Shouting out Atlanta. We love you, Atlanta. We'll be back on Voices of Hope Radio with Minister Kim.
Starting your own business is an exciting experience. You have the ability to be your own boss, set your schedule, and make a living doing what you love. However, entrepreneurship also comes with a lot of challenges. Many entrepreneurs fail before they launch their business by not knowing how to set up their business correctly. Every player needs a coach, and every business needs a startup strategist. Don't get frustrated trying to navigate through the paperwork. Let our professional staff get you started. Schedule your discovery call today by visiting our website at www.thestartuhp.com or calling 240-786-8089.
Welcome back, fam. I hope you're enjoying today's show with Nikki Blakely Simmons. Amen. She is the founder of Mixologist, amen, Institute of Success. And the first thing that she's telling all of dreamers out there today is to walk in your truth and your transparency. You got to know what's your stronghold, whether it's the fear of, you know, of insecurity, you know, trying to connect with the person who's going higher than you, and that's not the same role that God has. You know all the fear and all the stuff that we go through. What, you know what? Just connect with Nikki, okay? Because we have this young man, amen, that we put the question out there on last week, and he's 17 years old, and we want to help Drew out. Drew is 17, and he's all the way from Tennessee, Clarksville, Tennessee. So, Nikki, this is what this young man is saying. He says, I talk to a lot of frustrated people in my work. I met a lot of people chasing after something, yet never seeming to find what they are seeking. I think many times, and most of us are prone to doing this, we make excuses rather than make progress. This is a young man, 17.
Love it. Love it.
I talk to a lot of frustrated people. Now, he doesn't tell us what line of work he does, but he's working. Mm-hmm. He's a thankful God. Thank you, Jesus. And he's finding out that people are chasing something, but yet never. So do you feel like we all? Because I know sometimes I feel like I'm chasing something, like I'm after something. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is, but I got to be doing something, right? He's going in that circle. If you go back to, like, the Israelites, right, they were in that wilderness for 40 years, you know. You young at 46. I'm young 50. And I can't keep going around chasing my tail. I'm going to be real. I need to see something else. I need to smell something else. So for this 17 young man, maybe for his crew that he hang out with, maybe for those who – he talks to that are frustrated because they keep going in a circle. It could be his parents, right? It could be anyone he's around. What do you say to them? Because they keep chasing, but they're coming up with the same results.
Well, when we're chasing and we're in the rat race and we're going around and around and around, it's because we don't know what our true purpose is. God is not a God of confusion. Amen? So he's not going to place us here to be in a rat race. He's not going to place us here to be chasers of anything. He's not going to place us here to go round and round and round. It's not our place to chase anything. And that's why people are unsuccessful and they're not ever getting to the finish line or achieving the goals and the desires that God has for their lives because they're chasing something and they don't even know what they're chasing. God doesn't want us to be chasers. God wants us to be leaders. He wants us to lead ourselves in the vision that he has for our lives, and then he wants us to lead others into their vision. So when you don't know what your purpose is, you're going to be in the rat race and you're going to be a chaser. When you know what your purpose is, then you're going to be a leader and you're going to walk on the path and the journey that you're supposed to be on, and you're going to elevate and you're going to excel and you're going to move from level to level to level. That's what a leader does. You're on a journey, and that journey is going to take you to one pivotal point in your life, And then you get off of that journey and you hop onto the next, and that's going to take you to a next pivotal point in your life. So people have to understand, let me just break down your purpose. A lot of people, a lot of coaches teach people that, oh, your purpose is whatever you'll do for free and not get paid for. Your purpose is whatever makes you happy and bring you true passion when you do it. That's true, but there's another component to that. And the component that people fail to infuse in their search for their true purpose is, our purpose is what God tells us our purpose is. That's the component that we miss. So people are chasing and in the rat race because they're out there just creating a purpose for themselves. Mm-hmm. And that's not really what their purpose is. Why you can't be successful in it, because that's not your lane. That's not your true purpose. So we have to take time to spend time with God, open ourselves up to hear from him, open ourselves up to be led by him and guided by him. Ask him questions. Lord, is this what I'm supposed to be doing? Lord, is this where I'm supposed to be? Lord, is this the person I'm supposed to partner and collaborate with? And for those of you who are not Christians, I get it, I understand it. You still have to have a higher power that you seek out to for guidance.
Yes.
Okay? So you have to learn to be still, to be quiet, and allow that higher power to sow into your lives. And I believe when people do that, when they combine both what they're passionate about, what they love, what they're skilled and talented at, plus what they know God has purposed them to do, then that's when you can truly walk in your purpose and be successful and get out of the rat race and stop chasing and be a leader.
Yes, yes. Wow. OMG. Woo! This is some good stuff. I'm about to run around the studio. Oh, let me tell you. All right, see, I have, you are, girl, you right. You just so right. You are so right. All the way from Atlanta. God, just, God is so loving. All right, let me share. Being transparent. Probably 5, maybe even more. I don't even know the length of time. But I had an encounter just like that. I was in the rat race. I knew that I was near what I was supposed to do, but I also knew that I was running from the call of God. Mm-hmm. I knew I was.
Mm-hmm.
I knew.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I knew what I was doing. I was like, okay, I could be in the church. I could help. I could do this and I could do that. I could even have my prayer line, but I don't have to be called to it. I don't have to win a title. You don't have to do all that. I wouldn't. So I began to come down with some health issues, where the doctors, teams of doctors, did not even understand what was going on. I mean, my body were webbed up in hives, and they would change colors. Some of them would be like clovers, and they would see it. They would give me medicine, and it would just kept growing and growing and growing and growing. And I remember one time, Nikki, I'm being honest with y'all. Come on, I told y'all. Disclaimer is the whole thing. And I'm telling
all
you,
right,
because someone needs to hear this. And I remember I was at odds with God. I'm telling you. And like you said, have a conversation with God. And I would say, God, you could do all that, but as long as you don't mess with my face. I would tell him that. I was like, as long as you don't mess with my face, because I could cover up the rest of my body. I could take the steroids. I could put the cream on. I won't be itching. I'll be fine. Meanwhile, I'm blowing up because the steroids is blowing me up and everything. I was in the hospital, all that, right? The next day, what happened? I go to the bathroom, look at the bathroom mirror, I got a web on my face. I said, oh, Lord. So he's like, okay, you see, now I'm going to tell you. All right, long story short, in the hospital, in the ER, on my radio show, because I'm like, I'm still doing what I'm supposed to do, God. You know, I'm still being obedient. A woman calls in, and she speaks into my life, and she says, you know, you're going through something. It's because God's still waiting for your yes. I'm like, what you talking about? I'm doing this, I'm doing that. But God wanted me to be sold out, to sell myself out, to give my all to him. When I tell you, when I did that, and this is why I'm sharing it, because you got to know the dreamers out there, to get out of that rat-fested place, because you know it's not only you in there, but there's a whole lot of other people chasing. It's overcrowded. And walking into destiny, you got to surrender. You got to let go and let God be the head of your life. You got to allow him to order your footsteps. The road, I'm telling you, it gets light. It's much easier. I live life. I love life. I love God's people. It has just changed my life drastically because of that one encounter with that woman. And I've never heard from her again.
Wow. What a blessing.
So you ask, what a blessing. What a blessing.
And God will send treasures to us in our lives like that for just a moment, not even a season or a lifetime, but just a moment to sow that one seed in our lives that he needed us to get because we wouldn't hear him. We wouldn't get it from him.
I wasn't.
But that one person who just shows up out of nowhere and imparts their wisdom into our lives and it changes our lives. So I love your testimony and your transparency. I went through something like that when I was having some challenges in my marriage and I was just so focused on my husband. I was so distraught about the challenge we were dealing with and my focus left from my relationship with God to just totally focused on my husband and this issue. And God was unpleased with that. He was unhappy with that because my strength doesn't come from focusing on the issue. That only makes the issue grow greater. My strength comes from trusting and believing in God that he will take care of the issue or he will give me what I need to deal with the issue. And so in that moment in my life, I started having gastro issues. I started to gain weight. I didn't know what was going on. I wasn't eating bad, just having all these health issues out of nowhere. And see, the same thing you just experienced. I took my eye off of God. I took my eye off of God. But you know what? He said, okay. Well, if you won't come back over here and spend a little time with me and let me minister to you, then I'll do something to get your attention. And he did. He did. He did something powerful that got my attention. And so not only was I then dealing with the issue in my marriage, but now I'm dealing with the health issue. Now I got two issues I'm dealing with, right? So now I'm getting weighed down by the enemy and by issues. And so that truly forced me to say, okay, Nikki, you have one or two choices. Either you continue to feed the fire, feed your issues, and make them worse and add more to what you're already going through, or you can surrender, like I said, surrender all, give it to the Lord, focus on him, and allow him to guide you the right way on how to deal with those things. And one day I woke up. I said, that's it. I'm tired. I'm not focusing my energy on this anymore. I'm letting it go. God, I lay it at your feet at the altar. Deal with it. Handle it. And in that moment, God delivered me from my issues. I can honestly say I no longer have issues with my gastro anymore, no more gastro issues. My husband and I are doing amazing. I mean, it's amazing what you can do when you let go and let God.
Yes. And these are for the believers because I know that sometimes, you know, people stop by our show and they're not. But let me tell you, you got to believe something. You got to believe that there's a high power, there's a greater force than you, and you got to let go. Because that self-righteousness is killing you. It's keeping you in that rat race. It's keeping you among the crowd. And everyone's chasing the same thing. That's why y'all can't go all up at the same time. It's like going to the elevator, right? And y'all both trying to get in, right, the entrance at the same time. Somebody got to surrender. Somebody got to back up and say you can go forward. So sometimes in life you got to say, you know what, God, I'm backing up today. How about you, Lee? How about you, God? If you got to do it day by day, you know, even once or twice a week, say, God, you know what? I'm working on this. See, and that's what about, here we go again, walking in truth and walking on that transparency, right? Because as you draw near to God, he will draw near to you. And when you build that, it builds your confidence and your trust in him, right? That you start walking in blind faith with God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, that you walk in blind faith. You don't question him any longer. You just operate in the will and the divine calling, what he has for you to do that day. And then afterwards, you say, Lord, that was crazy, but I know you told me to do it, so I did it anyway, you know, because it takes a story. You know, because sometimes you're like, God, you scared me there for a moment, but I believed you.
Exactly.
I did it. But, you know, but it's and God has a sense of humor. People,
he does. Yes, he does.
Sense of humor. Oh, my God. Yeah, state's got to loosen up, though. But I know we got to go to commercial break. I'm having an awesome time. We have a question, and I want to start it here and then put a pause on it. Can we come back? We want you to answer this, and then we're going to wrap up because I know it's Saturday. I know I don't want to hold you. Someone says, people have unrealistic dreams. I'm just going to put that there. The individual said people have unrealistic dreams. Do you believe that? When we come back on Voice of Hope Radio with Nikki, we have the coach in the house. We'll be back on Voices of Hope, family.
The Power of Christ Women's Conference 2017 is an affiliation with Thessalonia Worship Center. This is our sixth year of empowering women. The conference this year will take place on June 3rd, 2017 at Hostos Community College, located at 120 Walton Avenue, East 149th Street in the Bronx, New York. Registration and breakfast begin at 9 a.m. Tickets are now available. To purchase a ticket, please call 347-821-0668 or email hunby@aol.com. That's H-U-N-B-Y @aol.com. A year of new beginnings, a day of workshops, networking, and spiritual revival, a day of spiritual pampering. Plan to be a part of the day.
Starting a nonprofit is an exciting experience. It gives you an opportunity to turn your passion for giving and serving others into a reality. However, starting a nonprofit also comes with a lot of challenges. Many organizations fail before they launch by not knowing how to set up their organization correctly. Don't get frustrated trying to navigate through the IRS tax-exempt paperwork to start a nonprofit, register your charitable organization, or even if your status has been revoked. Let our professional staff do the work for you. We are helping nonprofits run like for-profits. Schedule your discovery call today by visiting our website at thenonprofitcoach.org or by calling 240-547-8780.
Just talking junk.
Everybody ain't
walking around with baggy jeans, being mean and the lips purple cause we smoking trees.
Everybody ain't
trying to be tough and violent. Matter of fact, I know some cats from the hood played the violin.
Everybody downtown,
don't frown cause you around. Just because you wear a suit don't mean we think you a clown.
Some of us
going to bed about 11, gotta get up real early, be at work quarter to 7.
Some of us
going to school, not skipping class, didn't make the dean's list, but we still gone past. Taking good care of all our kids, making sure they got clothes and something in the fridge.
But some of us are
happy with life, we down with Christ. Got a good head on our shoulders and we feel alright. Yeah.
We're back. This is your host, Minister Kim, today. Radio Angel keeping us on our toes today. Thank you so much. And our guest, Nikki Blakely Simmons, all the way from Atlanta. She is truly a gem today. So I hope and pray that you are definitely taking these nuggets to heart and that you will move towards your purpose by first letting go and submitting to God, your higher power. Somebody submit. submit, let it go. Call Nikki up. Amen. Say, Nikki, you know what? I'm going to be transparent with you. I'm going to be naked in front of you. And I'm just going to tell you everything. Amen. Just start somewhere. But no, you can't keep doing this rat race. Amen. We can't do that. All right. So here was the question. It says, people have unrealistic dreams. Do you believe that people dreams are unrealistic, Nikki? Like, for real, for real.
That's a good question. No, I don't. If you, okay, let me pose this question back to the person inquiring or who posed that question. Do you think that Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniak, the founders of Apple, who started their company in a garage many years ago, no money, gave up things, their car, their calculator, whatever, to come up with their investment money to start their company. Now, they were young, 20-something in their young 20s, and today, God bless his soul, Steve Jobs is now no longer mm-hmm. with us, but when he passed away, he was a billionaire.
Mm-hmm.
A billionaire. Is that unrealistic? Is that unrealistic for someone to start a company in their garage and that person say to themselves, I'm going to make this company so successful that one day I'm going to be a billionaire? So no, that, and that's a huge goal. That's a huge vision. Is it unrealistic? Of course not. What makes our dreams unrealistic is people who are unwilling to do the work to get there.
Jesus. Woo.
That's what makes our goals unrealistic. It's only unrealistic if you make it that way. And that goes back to my comment before when I explained to you my brand as a success mixologist. We have the power to mix up whatever we desire in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
Was it unrealistic for Nelson Mandela to spend 20-plus years in prison? But still allow his imprisonment to change the fabric of Africa or the nation that he was from? Was that unrealistic? No, it wasn't. He paid the price. He did the work behind bars, and he left a major footprint in his country.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, to answer your question, I don't believe that people set unrealistic goals for themselves. I believe people set goals for themselves or have dreams for themselves, and then they don't put in the work to make them come to fruition. That's what makes it unrealistic, because they're not willing to put the drive, the commitment, the dedication, the investment into achieving it.
Wow. Drop the mic. Woo. So, listeners, amen. First of all, you got to be naked. Transparent,
gotta
submit to God. Amen. And you gotta see your dreams being a reality. You gotta see it. If you don't see it, nobody else is gonna believe it. You can sell it to the to whoever. They're not going to, if you don't believe it, like you, if you don't put the investment in it, they ain't gonna believe you. So it is unrealistic. They're like, she's just talking. No, make a reality. Show people that you're showing up for you and you are investing what you believe. And I always tell that, even in our board meetings, people will never believe in our ministry until you show them. You have to invest in it. And it's not always monetary. Your time. You gotta invest in what you believe in. Now, the scary part is we keep hanging out. They got that mixture. What mixture are you? Here we go with the mixture. The type of people that you hang around, the type of people that you share your dreams to, they will tell you, just like this young lady said, about unrealistic dreams, because somebody probably told her dream was not real.
Mm-hmm.
Do that. Mm-hmm. You too young. You too old. That's too late for you. The devil is a liar. Put a bridle over their mouth.
That's right.
And say, Minister Kim said it. Nothing is too small or too big for God to step in and do something to it. You got to believe.
Exactly.
You got to have faith, even if it's a grade of a mustard seed. Have some type of faith.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah.
And it's even
faith. Right. It's easy. And before you leave, definitely you got to tell us how to connect with you, because, you know, we got to be connected now. But
yes,
I always say this to people who have this, you know, or even I think maybe in my own life, in my journey, when I, you know, share my dreams with my friends, and they would say, no, that can never be. I was like, if you think it, then it's a reality, because God doesn't give you something that's not going to happen. I always say mm-hmm. that if you think it, then it can happen. It will happen if you, like you said, you put the work in it. But
mm-hmm.
that's why you can't allow people to assassinate your dreams.
Mm-hmm.
Can't let them put a gun to it. I'm loving this. I'm loving it. We could be here all morning, but I know we have stuff to do. I hope. But, Nikki, please, how can our dreamers connect with you? Because I know they're not done, because I got a whole page and a half for you. So how can they connect with Nikki?
Sure. I am on social media. You can find me on Facebook, author Nikki Blakely Simmons, and Nikki is spelled N-I-K-K-I. So if you just search for author Nikki, it should pop up, Blakely Simmons. My email address is info@NikkiBlakelySimmons.com. So that's N-I-K-K-I. BlakelySimmons altogether.com. I'm also on Instagram as the Success Mixologist, so I'm easy to find. Please reach out to me, connect with me. I love people. I'm a lover of people, so I love to connect. I love to sow seeds into the lives of others, because my goal in this lifetime is to save, change, and transform lives. So make sure you reach out to me, and I look forward to connecting with you.
Yes, and don't forget, y'all can always check it out here, right here on Voice of Hope Radio. You can always go back, iCom the show, get your nuggets if you want to get those little reminders. Amen, because we need that. We need those reminders. Amen. Don't flip.
Amen.
And then, like, I wish I could have. No, I need this. I need the fuel. I need to continuously get this until it marinates, until you are able to step up and take that next step, because that's what it's about, all right? Nikki Blakely Simmons right here on Voice and Vote Radio. We want to thank you so much. And please don't allow this to be the last time that you visit us here, okay? God bless you. We love you, and we appreciate all the work that you do. When we come back on Voice Hope Radio, it's going to be me. Guess what? Real talk behind the collar when we come back on Voice Hope Radio.
Welcome to Real Talk Behind the Collar with Minister Kim. We're so excited that you joined us today. This is the place to discuss real people and real issues. You will be able to connect with Minister Kim offline. There is something you can get from today's message to help you survive every area of your life. Be sure to share this podcast with a friend. Here's your host, Minister Kim.
Let's talk, family. This is your girl, Minister Kim, right here. Real, real, real talk today. What's missing? There are a lot of things that come to mind when you really think about this subject, but genuineness seems to be an underlying quality that is missing from the church today, worldwide. In other words, we are trying to fake it until we make it. If you know what I mean, toot your horn this morning. We have a form of godliness but deny the power of God by not allowing him or his word in our lives, gathering places or homes. We pretend that we do, but in reality, we do not, because it offends most of us. We hate hypocrites, but it seems that we have become that which we hate the most. If you read in 2 Timothy 3:1-5, it says, this know also that in the last days, perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, conveyors, boasterers, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affections, trust breakers, false accusers, fierce, displeasers of those that are good, tailors,
It goes on and on and on. We don't have a genuine care for each other. Don't know each other, but we talk about each other. Come on. What is missing in the church? What is missing in the body of God? Genuineness. We got to get back to the place that we love unconditionally. You hear me, fam? It is time for us to unite. It is time for us to be harmonized. It is time for us to love on one another, genuinely caring, amen, not looking for anything but your love, amen. This is seldom any compassion seen or experienced from us or to us, but we say that we love God. Ah, come on, y'all. We talk about we love God, but we don't love God's children. The devil is a liar. The word, however, says if we can't love one another, whom we have seen, then how do we say that we love Jesus? You fellowship with people every week, but yet you don't even know who you sit next to. You didn't even think to say, hi, good morning, you look pretty. You know, can I give you, you know, a hug? Is there anything that you need? You don't even know the person that sits next to you. Shame on you. Ouch on us today as a body of Christ. We got to get it together. Real talk. Behind the collar, amen. When you take off all that stuff, you real. You bleed just like the next person. You hurt just like the next person. Catch yourself and say, hey, I'm in pain just like the next person. So the next time you in church, the next time that you're waiting for your bus to come, give somebody some genuine love. That's real talk. Jesus said, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Since early dawn of mankind's history, when our Eden of bliss became a desert of discord, we understand that God is the only one that we can benefit from. So, if you confess with your mouth that the Lord Jesus Christ is God, then you will be saved. So we encourage you to accept him as your Lord and Savior today. We encourage you to join a Bible study church, get covenant leaders, and we always invite you to Kingdom Life Temple right here in the Bronx. That's 3030 Jerome Avenue, right on the corner of Bedford Park, where our leaders are Pastor Dr. Thomas S. Cooper and Lady First Lynette Cooper. So, have a wonderful and blessed time on your Sabbath. Amen. Send up a prayer for us here at the Voice of Hope Radio. We love you, and we look forward to you joining us on next week. Be blessed. God bless.
Some days it seems like it'd be easier to just let go.
I know you're praying for a change, to see a sunny day. Nothing good has come your way for so long. You need someone to understand this place your heart is in. You just want to dream again and believe.
Yeah.